The World This Week, Politics.
Ebrahim Raisi, a conservative cleric and former chief of the judiciary, won Iran's presidential election with 62% of the vote. His main rivals had all been barred from running. Turnout was less than 49%, a record low, as many liberal and moderate Iranians stayed at home. Mr. Raisi promised to continue working with America and other world powers to resuscitate the nuclear deal signed in 2015, but said he would not meet Joe Biden. And he insisted that Iran's ballistic missile program and its support for foreign militias were not negotiable. Kenneth Kaunda, the founding president of Zambia, died at the age of 97. He is remembered as a giant of Africa's liberation from colonial rule and for stepping down when he lost an election in 1991. He also locked up opponents and crashed the economy. Leaders of the 16 countries in the Southern African Development Community, a regional bloc, agreed to send an armed force to Mozambique to battle jihadists who have caused nearly 1 million people to flee their homes. Ethiopians voted in a parliamentary election marred by the arrest of opposition leaders and the disenfranchisement of a fifth of voters. The election was not held in 4 of the country's 10 regions because of conflict or mishaps, such as misprinted ballot papers. The Supreme Court of Japan ruled that laws requiring married couples to use the same surname are constitutional, rejecting a challenge by petitioners seeking to keep their original surnames. Brazil's Environment Minister, Ricardo Salles, resigned amid a police investigation into an illegal wood smuggling ring. Under Mr. Salles's watch, the rate of deforestation in the Amazon soared by over 40%. His replacement has ties to Brazil's farming lobby.